You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Something odd is going on at Brown University.
Yeah, there is.
Something very odd is going on. There's a reporter yesterday, and after he asked his question, they immediately shut the press conference down right after. His name is Ray, and he is a radio personality from the Latino public radio station there. And he was talking about the sources that he has, the detectives that he knows, and what they're telling him about why there were no cameras at certain access points and exit points to the building. And he was saying it's because of Sanctuary City policies. They took some of the, not all the cameras on campus, obviously there were 1,200 of them, but certain cameras down to comply with Sanctuary City policies. And also so that, you know, like illegal immigrants, a lot of whom go, I guess, apparently to Brown, couldn't be filmed. And folks online have augmented that because the ACLU and 32 liberal groups earlier this year sent out letters demanding universities take down cameras in certain places because Trump and Marco Rubio were, you know, going after students, Palestinian students, in pro-Intifada students, pro-Jewish execution students, anti-Israel students who remember doing those violent, very violent riots and protests. And Brown University was a big target of Trump's. In fact, hit him with a $50 million fine for civil rights violations. And so that's why after that, they were saying, hey, take the cameras down so that these violent protests can't be documented anymore. So they weren't going to end the violent protests. They just didn't want them documented anymore. So you have that going on as well. Here's Ray, the personality from Latino Public Radio, on what his detective sources are telling him about why some of those cameras were taken down.
The camera in that building that Brown put up because the Sanctuary City law that we have, you don't want to record illegal immigrants and you don't want to provide the footage to the FBI or immigration authority. One camera in that building, it come out from your detectives, they're a friend of mine, they're angry at this investigation that these people in Brown University put the camera up, they can identify that person. You imagine how the family want to go through?
We
tell the truth to the media here.
We heard from both the Brown police chief and the provost at Brown, who have shared that they have been fully cooperative and shared, been forthcoming with all data and evidence that they have The City of Providence's experience is the same, which is that Brown has been entirely cooperative and collaborative and fully sharing with us. We will be back here tomorrow once again if you are not on the press
list. And he immediately shuts it down. Okay, so he's addressing two things there. Number one, he's accusing him, and his accent's very heavy, so he's hard to understand. He's accusing them of taking down the cameras in the first place, like before the shooting ever happened, and that created the environment for the shooting. And then he's also saying that they're not fully cooperating because of what might be on those cameras. I don't know if that's true. But it was interesting yesterday that they shut this down immediately afterward. Here's what he said. And I know I'm just going to read it from there, Lee, because it's hard to understand what he's saying. But he's the radio reporter. He said, "You don't want to record illegal immigrants and you don't want to provide footage to the FBI or immigration. One camera. They come from your detectives." In other words, he's saying your detectives told me this. "They are angry that that this investigation, that these people at Brown University pulled the camera off." He's talking about before the shooting. And you can't identify the person. "You imagine how the families, want to go through." He means like the families going through this. And Providence Mayor Brett Smiley immediately ended the presser. I dug deep on this because it's all over X. Everybody's buzzing about it. And the fact is that the exit, the egress there, and Fox News did the report yesterday, there are no cameras there. And weirdly, the shooter, or maybe shooters, because we're now finding there's a second person of interest this morning, seem to know where there would and would not be cameras and where you could exit. Anyway, Providence Mayor Brett Smiley immediately ended the presser as the radio host continued to accuse Brown University of taking the cameras down to shield illegals and thus, you know, creating that sort of camera-free situation. So there's two accusations by this reporter here. It's going to be very interesting to see if this is true. Number one, they took them down in the beginning to shield activists on campus, which was formally requested by these 32 liberal groups. Because one of the things that really hurt the left was these violent activists. They're harassing Jews. They're spitting. They're shoving people. And all of that was captured. And Trump was able to effectively say, "Hey, wait, these are civil rights violations. You can't do this. We're going to take your funding." And so their solution was, "We want to do this. Let's take the cameras down." So that's the first accusation. The second accusation is that they did it to impede ICE. Generally, and that's why there were no cameras there. This is, it basically would have been the spot where the school building met, the city through the back. You can see the buildings behind it are not school buildings. So at least part of it. So that's what he's saying. And then he's saying that he's also saying the second accusation is that they did not properly cooperate with the FBI and with the police. So we'll see if that's true.
Well, this is another example of Democrat progressive secularist policies.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Always seem to benefit certain minority groups that they want to be able to get away with breaking the law.
Yep.
And they do not care about the consequences of the people who are either injured or killed by the consequences of these policies.
No, they don't. They don't. And I just find that interesting because that's a local reporter and because that is formally at the press conference, they shut it down right after. We'll see if he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And here's the other interesting part of that, too. When you look at the background here, Brown has a lot of students who are here on visas, in particular Palestinian students. They have had multiple students and professors who've had visas yanked because they went back to their home countries and participated in pro-terrorist, pro-Hamas marches, demonstrations, or they've been found to have links to terror. So you would understand why they might want to take certain cameras down. Also, weirdly, this is going on. We now have officials from the school, and I don't know what any of this means, y'all. It'll all add up to something. We'll figure it out. But I'm just going to tell you what I know. They have been answering media inquiries saying, look, we took down some of the web pages of certain staff, TAs, assistant professors who are pro-Palestinian activists and have a Palestinian background, some of whom are on these visas, because they said, this was after the shooting, but because they said they didn't want them to be doxxed. And this has caused a lot of buzz because these websites have disappeared. Jesse Waters referenced this, and their website saying, hey, this is the teacher, the assistant professor for this, you know, particular, and he's from Palestine, blah, blah, blah. Okay. We've seen harmful doxing activity directed toward at least one member of the Brown University community. This is their official statement. It's important to make clear that targeting individuals could do irrevocable harm, excuse me, accusations, speculation, conspiracies we're seeing on social media and in some news reports are irresponsible, harmful, and in some cases dangerous for the safety of individuals in our community. So they're saying they ran around taking down, you know, basically web pages of faculty members and employees who are Palestinian or who are here from Middle Eastern countries on visas to protect them, they're saying. That's why they did that. But it's caused a lot of speculation online.
And rightfully so.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of a strange thing to be doing.
Yes,
but,
and saying.
One of the guys was a Free Palestine activist in addition to, you know, having a job with the university in a teaching capacity. Yeah. Now, if you really want to understand what's going on here, I actually meant to do this story last week because it's just so good. This is the kind of stuff Trump should have worked this into his speech last night that they're doing that you're like, wow, he did that? You know how he and Rubio promised they were going to go through these visas, which have really – student visas because there was very little vetting under the Biden administration. It's become a jihadi pipeline into the country where you're getting all these people that have very close affiliations to Hamas and into terror groups, into Hezbollah, and they're just – like a conga line coming into our universities with very little checking, right? Do you realize they suspended, after background checks into these people, 80,000 visas?
Wow.
I didn't even know that. I saw it on X. I was like, what the heck? You guys need to take better, you know, like credit for this stuff. 80,000 visas pulled. A lot of them in the student visa pipeline, not all of them, though. They've been going through a lot of these activists who took part in these violent anti-Semitic protests, but who also weren't students, some of them as well. They were leaders of these groups. 80,000 visas yanked. They're gone. So that's in addition to the 2.2 million deported illegal immigrants. So this is why, Lee, the ACLU and the 32 liberal groups turned around and said, take the camera. They sent a letter out to over 30 campuses saying, hey, take your cameras down. You know, we want to make sure that these protests can't be recorded. In other words, we want to beat Jews in peace. We'd like to spit on Jewish professors in peace. We don't want their, because that's what they were doing. That's what really got them is Trump had all of his documented evidence. I guess they forget people have this thing called the cell phone and it, like, records video. But it cost Brown $50 million. So that's what's out there this morning. We'll see what pans out. But did you see this? Did you see they're now looking for another person of interest associated with the second person of interest in the Brown University shooting? They're trying to find that person this morning. On day five, by the way, where they finally got new video camera footage. Video camera footage they did not try to collect, Lee, as Jesse Waters reported on Fox News, for four full days. Unbelievable.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.